Scooby is confirmed for fall, Walt is breaking the law, and an assortment of cups for when you have one of those days. It's all on the new episode of The Want List. Welcome to episode 46 of The Want List Audio Edition. I'm your host, Zach Wolf. It's the audio edition because the video edition, the original, The Want List, is at home on the Major Spoilers YouTube channel. Steven is creating all sorts of videos for The Want List. Just recently, he unboxed a Green Lantern power, from DC, 1x1 replica. Totally should go check it out. All sorts of cool stuff, a lot of 3D builds if you're interested in that kind of thing. Super cool to watch, even if you're not. It's really just really interesting. But this is the audio edition of the show, where I bring you a few products, a little bit of news, all on the geeky toys that we love and would like to have in our own personal nerd room of doom. That should be a little scarier. So it's a room of doom. But, it works. So a couple weeks ago, maybe it was just last week. I don't remember. I'm not looking at my show notes from that week ago. We reported on rumors that LEGO would be putting out some Scooby-Doo sets in the coming year. Well, that rumor was confirmed today as LEGO officially announced that LEGO Scooby-Doo is coming. And when is it coming exactly? It's coming in August. Interesting thing to note about the release date, a 22-minute special cartoon when Scooby and the whole gang get LEGO-ized will also be released. I guess, I think we talked about it when we talked about this rumor. But apparently Scooby has some show possibly coming back this year on Cartoon Network or a channel like that. So that's interesting. I'm sure, I guess, that episode of them turning Legos will be on there. Kind of like The Simpsons had their Lego episode last year. So 5 sets have been confirmed from Lego. They are the Mummy Museum Mystery for $14.99. The Mystery Plane Adventures, no price yet. The Mystery Machine, $29.99. The Haunted Lighthouse, no price yet. And the Mystery Mansion, $89.99. Along with that, they sent out, one little promo image with a couple minifigs, the Mystery Machine vehicle, and a scary-looking tree. So we see Shaggy and Scooby and, what's his name? Fred, is that right? I think so. I never really watched Scooby-Doo. Really interesting looking minifigs. I think that the most interesting thing is the actual Scooby fig. He takes certainly on a more modern look, I think, what I've seen from the cartoon snippets. Not that classic kind of Scooby. More, I don't know, maybe a little bit more bulky, not as tall. It is a minifig, of course. We have to take that into consideration. All in all, I think the Mystery Machine vehicle looks really nice. We only see the outside of it, but the way it's built, it makes it look like a top pops off or maybe a side swings to the side. And you can see in the van. I really hope that is true. The way it looks like it, it feels like maybe there's a couch or something back there. And it's really hard to judge size, but with its $29.99 price tag, wouldn't be too big. Nothing like a big scale size, but, not a bad one as well. So let's see here. The Mystery Machine, they say, will be 301 pieces. So, I don't know. It's kind of that mid-range looking, maybe on the lower end, Mystery Mansion seems like it'll be a pretty big set. Hopefully, we'll have a modular house, maybe. A small version of a modular house for that set. What a scary tree comes, they show the promo image. I'm not really sure that's from. Maybe the Haunted Lighthouse. I guess, or maybe the Mystery Mansion, something out front. Very nice. One of the minifigs they also show is a zombie. So, they already revealed the mask. They haven't taken off the mask yet to reveal old neighbor Joe. But instead it's still a zombie. That would be kind of amazing if they could put like a bigger minifig head over top the regular minifig head so you could unmask it or something like that. That'd be kind of fun. So that's pretty awesome. That comes from the Brothers Brick. I think it was originally imported on by USA Today. And I know LEGO tweeted out an image of Scooby's dog tag. So that is the way they announced that on Twitter today. Very cool. Look for those in August. Right before I started recording, old friend of Major Spoilers and regular contributor Chris Wilson sent me a link to something I just had to share with you. You know, we've talked a lot of Breaking Bad on the show recently. Not by any planned nature, but just by pure happenstance. But, you know, one thing we don't have is Breaking Bad Lego sets. Now, I know this will never happen. In no way does Lego fall, or does Breaking Bad fall under the realm of appeal and ethics, kind of, that Lego goes by when they are printing their sets. We couldn't even get a Shaun of the Dead set through Lego Cuso way back in the day. But we still might be able to get some Walter White minifigs. Chris sent me a link to Amazon, where since it's bought, this product is by Lego. It most certainly is not by Lego, and I'll explain why. This is shipped and sold from Tinder Brick UK. And what the title of this product is, it is a long one. They didn't really condense it into something catchy. It is Breaking Bad's Walter White, Mr. Chips to Scarface, homage to one of the greatest character transformations of all time. And then down in the description of the product, say, perfect for any Breaking Bad, Walter White, or Lego fan, exclusive to Tinderbrick. Lego is a trademark of the Lego group of companies, which does not sponsor, authorize, or endorse this product or site. So this is our custom-made Lego minifigs detailing the transformation of Walter White from his lonely position as a high school chemistry teacher to the final image of Walt that we see in the final season, old grizzly and wearing a beanie and a green coat. In the middle there, we also have Walt in a hazmat suit cooking two different beakers. And then we also have a Heisenberg with this sweet hat holding a pistol and then holding like a clear blue brick to be like the Heisenberg meth. These are super awesome. They say they are 100% Lego parts. 100% Lego parts. High quality display piece. I have to be honest, there's some other knockoff things on Amazon, which you should probably just look at because they're so bad that when you look at these, you will be absolutely amazed at the quality that Tinderbrick UK was able to achieve. Now, something that's exclusive, not from Lego, not an authorized set, but still 100% Lego, you'd say this is going to fetch a pretty penny. And oh, you would be absolutely right. This four minifig set from Tinderbrick UK is going to set you back $160 plus $4.99 shipping. Certainly not your regular price of what you're going to pay for a Lego minifig. But these are so awesome. I mean, this might be an early Christmas present. Maybe you buy it and just hide it underneath the little floorboard in your room so no one finds it and you can give it to that Breaking Bad fan in your life. I'm not saying anyone should do that for me. Wink. super awesome. They say estimated delivery date. There's only one in stock. One in stock. So rush out in a buying frenzy and grab this. Estimated delivery February 20th to March 5th. So you're going to have to wait just a little bit to get these sweet minifig pieces. But boy, oh boy, are they sweet looking. Now for this last half of the show, I kind of built a theme. Here in my life, I had a rough day at work. What is something people do when they have rough days? Well, they drink. I try not to do that because I think it might build a bad tendency. And I don't think the best way to deal with your emotions is through drinking. But that whole thought process said, hey, let's look at some geeky drinking products. You know, in case people, you know, drinking, I'm fine with drinking. I enjoy it. I think you should do it responsibly and of a legal age. But drinking's great. And so let's take a look at three different drinking products that have a nice geeky flair to get you through, you know, a nice party, a chill evening, or that rager that's going to happen down the street later tonight that you just so desperately hope the cool kids invite you to. First one up, I designed these with the story in mind. First one up, you're going to a nice party, you're going to have maybe just a nice cold beer or a cold beverage of your choice, you know, whatever. It'll still work. These are the Power Hup Power Up Heart Pint Glass 4-Pack from Think Geek, a site that we regularly will feature products from. This is going to cost you $19.99 for 4 drinking glasses. I think it's a pretty good deal. And this is a Think Geek creation and exclusive. But what is so great about this is they feature 3 8-bit heart decals on the outside of the pint glass. When the pint glass is empty, the hearts are empty. But as you fill it up with a cold beverage, they fill up. So then when you're drinking or your beverage gets warm, the hearts will go down and you'll know you need to get something new. I like things like this. I think they're really interesting. There's a lot of different mugs and certain things you can find on the website. In fact, in college, we did a product shoot with Steven in one of our classes for Mr. Coffee Man? Mr. Coffee Man, I think it was. It was a coffee mug where you poured coffee into it. It's based off a webcomic, I think. And it would change the outside look of the mug. So I just think these things are really cool just because, like, whoa, they do. They change. They change by temperature. I just think it's really funny. I think it's really cool. And, you know, the 8-bit heart thing, just a nice little, like, retro gaming touch that I think will be a great conversation starter, whether you're at your home by yourself and you say, hey, I'm glad I bought this to yourself. That's a great conversation starter. Or maybe you have some people over to play some video games and you bust these out to, you know, have a nice beverage while you're playing the latest release of Minecraft or something. So these are pretty cool. $19.99 from Think Geek. Now we've had, you know, a nice beer. Now it's time to step things up a notch. This is the Build On Brick Shot Glass 4-Pack. So, you know, shots are fun. Again, drink responsibly. Don't do anything dumb. But these are cool. I got one of these for Christmas. It's a coffee mug where they have a unofficial but totally regulation size Lego bricks and holes so you can build creation on top of the mug. Well, these are shot glasses that allow you to do that. It's a set of 4. It includes blue, yellow, white, and red, and are compatible with most construction bricks. But let's be quite honest. Don't buy Mega Bloks. That's what I should be by quite honest. Be like, don't embarrass yourself. Buy Lego. I'm sure Mega Bloks are great. It's just a bias I have from my childhood. They don't come with any bricks. You have to provide your own if you're going to make a custom creation. But these things are pretty cool. They say the exterior surface is compatible with Lego Pixel Block, Mega Bloks, Creo, and Kinex bricks. I didn't even know Kinex made a brick thing. They say combine with Lego Mindstorms to make your alcohol come to you. They say note, we highly recommend programming before drinking. Capacity is 1.5 ounces each, 2 inches wide, and 2.5 inches tall. These are not dishwasher safe, nor are they microwave safe, but they are BPA-free plastic, so that is great. You know, you could build a nice little custom creation on your shot glasses while you're playing some Lego Movie drinking game, maybe? I don't know. Drink every time there's product placement, a.k.a. every moment of the movie. that'd be rough. I just think these are really cool. I have my mug. I don't even have any bricks on it. I just think they look cool with even out bricks. But if you actually have some bricks laying around, you can build a custom creation on your shot glass before you do whatever fancy shot you've concocted in your kitchen. Well, that sounds like a party to me. Good thing about these, they are on sale right now. 75% sale. Still in stock somehow. Usually $19.99. But now, because the people knew I'd be talking about it. That's not true. I made that up. It has been knocked down 75% to a measly $4.99. $4.99 will get you 4 shot glasses, which will allow you to play with your Legos and drink at the same time. Every adult's dream. And now you've had a nice night of drinking. It's time to come home. Maybe freshen up. You have things to do in the morning. So what's something that people stereotypically drink when they do that? Coffee. Do I drink coffee? No, I think it's disgusting. But I know people like coffee. I buy Aubrey, my wife, coffee mugs too often. We have a lot of coffee mugs all over our kitchen. We have no place to put them. But if someone's going to buy me a coffee mug, this would be one I would totally be okay with. This comes from an Etsy site, from Etsy user Lenny Mud, LennyMud. And they have created the Star Wars-inspired pink Stormtrooper mug gift. They say for girl geek, but I think this is a really nice pink color, and I'm kind of down with pink anyways. It's just a really cool design. Forget that gender bias crap. But these are super, super cool. So it's kind of like the silhouette of the Stormtrooper a mask, kind of like, you know, where all the black parts are on the original mask design is all you see. And then the rest of what there would normally be the white helmet is the pink of the cup. So it kind of gives this kind of flat look to the Stormtrooper design. They say this is measuring at 4 by 4.5 inches and holds 16 ounces. This was kiln fired several times. So that means it is safe to place in the dishwasher or microwave and made to be used and enjoyed on a daily basis. The handle looks very nice. It looks very accommodating to a nice firm grip as you cradle that cup of coffee into your head, because you need the cup to move and not your head, because your head is hurting after taking that one too many shots out of your Lego building shot glasses. So this is something quick and easy. You take this to work, you can have it there, you could have it on a nice hook next to your own little single cup coffee maker at your home, your Keurig or whatever single cup coffee maker you prefer. I think we have a Mr. Coffee. I'm not really sure. Again, don't ever drink coffee. It's only going to cost you $14. I think it's a very good price for a custom piece. I'm trying to think if they don't say there's only one left, so you can sit on this one. And they have a lot of other mugs that you might enjoy. They have a Frankenstein one that has cookies you can shove in the Frankenstein mouth and save. Let's see. They also have a Doctor Who one, it looks like. Harry Potter, that Deathly Hallows sign on a mug. A lot of cool stuff here from Lenny Mud. And that is the third and final drinking-inspired product this week on the One List. I'm so glad I confuse my own life's problems into featuring different products on the Want List. Kind of makes me just a little bit happier. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. You can find it over at majorspoilers.com. You can click on that podcast posting page to find all the show notes to all the products and news items we discussed this episode. Click on those links. You can see all the Scooby-Doo images and find all these cups if anything tickled your fancy and you'd like to purchase one for yourself. White Major Spoilers, why not click on that Amazon.com link before you go buy the Walter White custom minifigs? It's not going to cost you any extra if you do that, but a little bit will come back to Major Spoilers just to help with, you know, the cost of keeping this entertainment company moving along week after week, trying to create better and more content for you each and every one of those weeks. All right, talk about the YouTube channel. Make sure to head over there and subscribe and look at all the great stuff that is happening over there. Always check Major Spoilers every day for all the comic book, movie news, and just geek news in general that you could want. That is it for this episode. I will see you next week on The Want List.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.